my chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and a radio.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy Patronis is our congressman for Florida District 1, Northwest Florida. Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Let's start with the biggest, most interesting, fun topic of the day, which is Keila Richardson is going to be in the finals tonight for American Idol. I know you were at the concert last week.
Yeah, I got, as soon as you said that, I got chills. There's going to be, I'm still the small business guy at heart, and I look at, what she has done for Northwest Florida and the exposure that she is going to give us over the next 48 hours is going to be just insane.
Yeah.
It's going to be putting her on a global stage. Hopefully we get to celebrate her win tonight. How quick did they announce the winner?
It's same day. It's like at the show. That's how they've been doing it all along.
That's so crazy. Yeah. I would think the viewership in Northwest Florida is probably going to be the highest it's ever been for that show.
I hope so. And you do have to vote during the show. That caught me off guard a couple of times. I didn't realize that until basically last week. So I'm not an Idol fan normally. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Katie was reminding me that last night. So, yeah, we got to plug that.
Gas is at $4 a gallon here locally. Some places rush right through the $4 barrier, which surprised me because the last time they really camped at $3.99 and didn't want to go above $4. I was talking to some folks in the Navy retired Navy folks, and they basically said, $4 a gallon gas sucks, but Iran with a nuclear weapon sucks too. Which one do you want to pay?
Yeah. I think it's been interesting seeing some of the president's actions. Yesterday's agreement, I guess, that was rolled out by whatever level of negotiation, I think that's part of the frustration why the president's not sending an envoy over there anymore, because we truly don't know at what level of a decision maker is left. I think he has been frustrated by, who may be actually putting that together. So now let's just go from a position of strength. We're not being the aggressor, but we definitely put a blockade in place. I know yesterday, I think, was one of the first liquid natural gas freighters from Qatar that made it through the pass. So, definitely those players that are our friends, we're working with them to get their products out. I think we actually went and hit some of their storage facilities this past week also to get their attention also, because their oil production is their lifeline.
Well, it is kind of a funny one where we killed all their leadership and then we're complaining that we can't find any leadership to negotiate with.
We're essentially dealing with the male interns, it sounds like. I think the president, as this was, an operation jointly with Israel, probably Israel decided to be probably a little more aggressive, because they saw this as an opportunity. I think there's been a little bit of a coolness between Netanyahu and the president here lately. You don't see them broing it out like they were, because I think the president wants this over too, I don't know, if I'm kind of looking at the scene, there's just nobody of any real decision-making ability left. And where they say the supreme leader still is existing, I guess he's got an injury to his knee and another injury to his body. It must be more traumatic than what they're leading on to.
Yeah.
But they also have rumored that this guy is not really the type of person to be negotiating on behalf of a country.
Yeah, as you mentioned on BB, the headline, I didn't read the story, but the headline was that he's asking to basically not take American money anymore, which I thought was, really? Okay. Switching gears a little bit, Virginia got dealt a setback in the redistricting battle because, as I understand it, their Supreme Court basically said, you didn't do the proper two votes to make this all happen, and so as a procedural matter, your redistricting, your political gerrymandering to eliminate the Republicans is not legal for this election cycle. You can do it for next election cycle. Fascinating discussion or fascinating impact on what's going on with Congress for this election, right?
Yeah, it really is. So the Supreme Court struck down those proposed maps because they didn't follow instructions. And, you know, the Democrats spent, at least that we know of, $60 million in this endeavor. I think the Republicans, to try to stop it, we were somewhere close to $10 million. So this was a big all-in for the Democratic Party. Now, Hakeem Jeffries, so that's the guy who leads the Democrats in Congress. He wants the Virginia legislature to go and reconvene and pass a bill that would change the mandatory retirement age of Virginia Supreme Court justices.
No way.
You would force them out, and then the Democratic governor, through the process they have, every state's different, would then reappoint new Supreme Court justices that would be sympathetic of this particular map situation. And so if they didn't win, let's go change the rules of the game so we can win.
That is an unbelievably audacious court packing scheme. Like, we're not even court packing. We're going to fire some people by lowering the retirement age threshold artificially, and then we're going to reappoint them with, oh my God. If they, like, I can never hear a complaint about fairness in the process for judicial anything ever again if they do that. That is unbelievable. Wow. I had not heard that, so I'm just flabbergasted by it. They're seriously trying, like, they couldn't just put in a height requirement or a weight requirement or, you know, nobody with green eyes. They couldn't put in something like that for the Supreme Court in Virginia.
They may add that too.
Hey, really interesting news. Chandra Newman, who I know you know, the NAS Pensacola commanding officer, Mama-san,
yep.
She and Thumbs, Ted Elkins, Captain Elkins from Whiting Field, they both gave a presentation last week to the Chamber of Commerce about the state of the military. And she was talking about the Intergovernmental Services Agreement, I think that's support agreement. Anyway, well, I forget what the S stands for. Like, they're building, basically going to contract with RISE, who builds dorms for, you know, like LSU and stuff. They're going to build dorms for the information warriors at Corey Station, and they're wanting to do something like that with the port. This IGSA stuff, have you been involved in that? I know you've been involved in the hangar funding, you know, the $12 million for the hangar and the $3 million for Navy Boulevard. You know, she also wants to kind of work on private development at Softly Field, like economic development. Have you been involved in the IGSA stuff at all?
Well, so yes and no. I've seen all of the improvements that are needed. Mm-hmm. She showed me all those. We are putting in specific appropriation requests and in hopes to help facilitate a lot of those needs. So I'm assuming this is just what we're doing is complementing what she's advocating for through the method she has. So Jimmy's not, you know, new on all the acronyms, but yeah, that we're shooting for the same goal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And I just think it's a fascinating way to kind of bypass the high cost of red tape business with the government, specifically military construction, right? You know,
Hung Cao, who's the new interim secretary, he is adamant about trying to get things done, because if you're the hangar that the Blue Angels need, we got $12 million for it, but it's arguably a $500 million hangar. But then you look at the hangars that SST has got, which are almost the size you need, those were less than $100 million. So, I mean, yeah, there's no common sense about this. So.
No, totally agreed. And yeah, what ST built and what we could do to adopt that same, basically have this production company come and build our better hangars on NAS Pensacola, that she was talking about that. And I agree, you know, the cost savings alone make it stupid to do it any other way. You have a town hall coming up tomorrow. Is that right, for veterans?
Yeah. So I tell you, these teletown halls, the first one we did was a few months ago. We had 5,000 people on the line. This one, we did this about 2 weeks ago, a little more of a generic town hall. We had over 3,000. This one's going to be more veteran-centric. So, you know, we're going to be drilling down more specifically into the STAR Act bill and all the different things that we're either co-sponsored or sponsored or advocating for. But more importantly, also hear the feedback from our constituents. There'll be bills that they'll want us to engage with. And then, you know, it gives us also, you know, a way to constructively improve how we're doing our job to help our veterans get the services they're entitled to.
Well, looking forward to that. How do people participate if they want to?
Yeah, so it's easy. So there'll be a few different ways. One, you're going to get a phone call from us. You know, just you know, accept the phone call. That'll be tomorrow night at, I think it's, I think it's 5:30 Central because we'll be in D.C.
Okay.
Or, you know, we'll post. I've got the phone number here. I tell you what I'll do.
Give them the website and they can find it that way. That's good enough.
Yeah, patronus.house.gov.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I will text you when we get off the phone number.
Okay.
And then you can tease it later on in the show.
Very good, very good. One last thing I was going to ask you: have you looked at any of the UFO stuff?
Just what everybody in the world is seeing on TV.
Okay, all right. Same. I haven't gotten into it, which I'm afraid to anyway. Did you see the thing that the Senate passed? I don't know if it's unanimous, but the Senate passed the bill that is going to allow F-14s to kind of come out of retirement. There's three of them still in existence. The rest of everything we all shredded because we didn't want Iran to get the parts. But two of them, I guess, for display and maybe one for doing air show flies. Like, I cannot believe the possibility that we might get F-15 or F-14s in the air again.
Okay, so I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. You have got this brand new Top Gun movie coming out. Evidently, I think it's a little bit of a throwback.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody went and stirred the pot of some senator who, you know, is not facing re-election to roll these out. So, you know, Tom Cruise's new movie could get that video footage. So who knows?
I love it. I mean, if it puts F-14s in the air, I'm not going to complain about any how it got there.
Yeah. So, you know, I think in the last movie, the F-14 they used, that, you know, whatever third world, you know, dictator that was had in their inventory, was all CGI. So
yeah.
I think they definitely got a little bit more of a, it's going to be interesting how they make, I guess they can make Tom Cruise look like he's, you know, 18 again. So.
Well, I mean, just show him as he is. He doesn't age. he's been preserved pretty well. Hey, last thing I was just going to ask you about, just because I think it's interesting. There may be no role for Congress in this, but I'm curious. We've been talking about the geofence warrants, you know, the case at the Supreme Court where they basically ask for all of the cell phone presence within a certain time and a location retroactively to the past to try to find a bank robber was the case. And, you know, I talked to our local law enforcement. PPD says, you know, Eric Winstrom says that he is well aware of the privacy concerns and he has those himself. But also they've been very useful that they've used them in the past. Do you have a thought about that? Does that seem like a Fourth Amendment violation to you? Seem like an expectation of privacy? Or do you think like, well, if you want to keep your bank robbing secret, then don't take your phone with you?
Yeah, look, I think there's always going to be unintended consequences when human beings are making decisions on behalf of other human beings. So, I mean, the geofence technology sounds fantastic. It sounds okay. It'll do a lot of good. It'll simplify investigations. But unfortunately, you're going to have unintended consequences. Somebody's going to be, you know, mapping, you know, your house. And unfortunately, they're going to get Pickens' house, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, if you're next door neighbor. So I'm good with it to a certain degree. You know, it may be it's a slippery slope. Let's just put it that way.
To find a murderer or a kidnapping or a bank robber, I don't object too much to that. But to find the people who attended the political rally or, you know, the people who went for Moms for Liberty. Yeah, no, that's not good. And that's obviously, you know, looking at your pictures, looking at your emails,
there.
You know, those are the issues.
The we're just like we're seeing when going to Virginia. Here's the extremes that a different political party will go. Or look what's going on in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah.
You're going to have extremes when people are trying to make a statement. Or, you know, I mean, it may not be in our country, but it's definitely going to happen somewhere. But we're the world's pace setter. I get nervous about that stuff. I just you know, it's just like I hate. I'm not a fan of red light cameras or speed cameras, any of that type of stuff. You know, they end up getting put in places as gotcha moments. And, you know, let it be known, if you're going to put them up, then they should be revenue neutral. They shouldn't be some type of a change of the culture, but don't make them some type of a crazy profit. Technology gets abused. It does.
Jimmy Patronus, he is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. As always, sir, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Thanks.